Welcome to ITB Berlin's Travel Hero podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Lamp-Davies, with management consultancy A Bright Approach. Today, our travel hero is Dan Christian. He's an industry expert and he's the voice behind the Travel Trends podcast. A very warm welcome to you, Dan.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. It's an honor to be here.
We're absolutely delighted. And in this episode, we'll explore some of the biggest trends in tours and activities. We will preview Dan's upcoming panel at ITB Berlin, and we will hear some of his advice for travel professionals preparing for 2025. Now, before we get started, let's get back to the beginning, Dan. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to launch Travel Trends?
Of course, yes. I've been in the travel industry for nearly 20 years, working with companies like Lonely Planet, G Adventures, the Travel Corporation for nearly a decade. I was the chief digital and marketing officer across brands like Trafalgar, Insight, and Contiki. And at the end of the pandemic, after having navigated that difficult and challenging time that many people in our industry obviously were so familiar with, I decided to create this podcast when my dad's health took a turn. And so there's a personal connection here is that I decided to step out of my corporate role and to take care of my dad when he was terminally ill with cancer. And he pleaded with me not to, and I knew it was the right decision. And I'm so glad that I did, because looking back, it was absolutely the right decision. But I took that time out to care for him. And then I started this podcast literally as a way to give back to the industry that I love and to share the stories of colleagues like myself that had navigated the pandemic and come out the other side, and to showcase how traveler behavior had changed post-pandemic. And we literally did 10 episodes in that first season, and it clearly resonated. And now we're in season 5. It's become the most popular B2B podcast globally. And I say that as my heart grew 2 sizes, given the backstory on this. And I love doing this podcast. I've had you on the podcast, of course. We go to lots of events. So Travel Trends podcast has become, you know, a really meaningful media business, and we've got lots of great partners, and we're continuing to expand. And I'm ever so grateful to our listeners, our guests, and all of our partners. But yeah, that's the backstory on Travel Trends.
I love it. Thank you very much for sharing such a very personal story as well. I'm sure it will resonate in many ways with our very global audience, who also have, for the most part, all got through COVID. Once again, we're delighted to have you here. We will dive straight in, because your panel on the tours and activities track is titled Hidden Gems. And so, in your opinion, what makes hidden gems and, shall we say, tailor-made experiences so appealing to the modern travelers?
Well, I'm so excited for this session. And as you know, Charlotte, because you and I collaborated on this together with this incredible panel that has come together, you know, we have executives from Impulse Travel, the CEO from Impulse, Juliana Medina. We've got Andrea D'Amico, the CEO of WeRoad, the chief growth officer for With Locals, and the South African Tourism Board as well. So, like, we've got an amazing panel that will bring global insights to this discussion. So I'm very excited about this. And for me, being such an avid, passionate traveler, for me, I love travel, and I also love the business of travel. But at the core of it, when I look back at my time on Lonely Planet and this whole concept of off the beaten path travel, that's really what excites me about travel. And where I've seen travel companies succeed is when they offer the opportunity to take a traveler and make them an insider, connect them with locals, make their travel experience really meaningful and engaging. And often that's storytelling or going into someone's home. With Trafalgar, we had the whole Be My Guest experience. And so for me, the hidden gems, which is a tricky one, as you know, too, because once a few people discover, it's not hidden anymore. And so we're going to have each of those brands talk about their experience in Colombia or Europe or South Africa and showcase how they identify hidden gems and then how they bring people, travelers, to these destinations and have these experiences, but be able to do so in a way that is responsible and sustainable. Those are the two things that, you know, you're a passionate traveler as well. And we both have kids, and we want this world to be not only a better place, but also we want future generations to be able to have these experiences. And so we have to be so mindful of the cultural impact that we have and the environmental impact too. So for me, a hidden gem is that it's, you know, oftentimes there's a spontaneity in travel. So some of these group tours actually, they very intentionally create that. You know, I was in India once on an Insight Vacations tour, and they took us to a school, and they took us to a kid's school It was totally unexpected. It was really remarkable. And we were able to engage with the kids and the teachers and actually see what it looked like to attend a rural school in India. And of course, they rotate the schools they go to so that it's not like a human zoo, which is obviously the worst part of travel, is that if it feels staged or, you know, it's just, it's a well-worn path. And so hidden gems are what we're all seeking as travelers. And that's why I'm excited for the conversation. And I'm sure we're going to hear, Charlotte, that's going to mean something slightly different to each of our panelists. And I'm excited to hear what they're going to share.
Yeah, indeed. And they will be, I know, in the best of hands with you at the helm there. I think it's about authenticity, really, if absolutely nothing else. And as you say, if it looks too staged, feels too staged, then, you know, people would rather be without. So that's definitely something that I think we should maybe elaborate a little bit on during your panel.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, you're absolutely right. So avoiding cookie cutter experiences or crowded destinations. And absolutely right. Like your point right there, Charlotte, is spot on, is that authenticity is the number one reason that people are looking for hidden gems, something that's personal, something that's exclusive. And ideally, you know, people sharing their stories, that it's more of a transformative experience. I think that's what we're all looking for when we come back from our travels, is we want to come back and see the world differently. And so so that's my hope, is the outcome of that. But yes, totally agree.
We are really beyond the bucket and spade type holidays for the most part, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes that's all you need. And I think, you know, a lot of travelers and a lot of people are very, very keen to sort of broaden their horizon in a new way. And I think that they feel that they can get that through the right type of travel.
Yeah, and it's breaking away from that tourist mode. I think that's one thing that I think we all want. You know, a hidden gem or a tailor-made experience is giving us something that is more fulfilling and creating a deeper connection with the place you visit and leaving us with great memories and stories that will last a lifetime. But it's breaking away from that tourist trap and tourist mode that we all want to get out of souvenir shopping. That is not a hidden gem. Ending up at the end at the end of the tour in a souvenir shop, that disqualifies it from being a hidden gem.
I'm wondering if you might have a success story up your sleeve of responsible tourism benefiting local communities. I know the partners that you've been working with are sort of in this space a little bit, I believe.
One from my most recent travels, of course, I have many from my years of travel and being in this industry. And again, I'm just so passionate about this, but I would highlight one of the most recent and meaningful experiences I had. I was traveling to Colombia. I'd not been to Colombia before. I've traveled to all continents except for Antarctica. That's still on my list. I've done most of South America, but I'd not been to Colombia. And I'd not been to Colombia for the reasons that many other travelers have avoided Colombia, is because there's a sense of it not being safe. And that's really changed in the last few years. And my experience having traveled there just a few months ago was very different than I ever perceived Colombia to be. So it was actually a bit of a transformative moment for me. And one of the things that we did in Bogota is we actually went to a neighborhood just on the outskirts of town, literally across the road from where the services end. And the community we went to go visit was where there are multiple gangs, and there is a tour called the Breaking Borders that's run by Impulse Travel. And you actually have local gang members that are trying to get out of this unfortunate reality and actually create new opportunity for themselves, their families. And so they're turning to tourism, which we know one of the best things that we can do as travelers is get money in the hands of locals and to be kind of lift people out of poverty or change their circumstances. And this, to me, was extremely powerful because there had been an incident recently in that neighborhood and someone had recently lost their life. And so it also highlighted the fact that the more we can do to be able to engage people and give them opportunity. I mean, that was part of what they were lacking, living in this neighborhood with no running water, no electricity, no access to basic services. And so essentially it was kind of a bit of a shanty town. And how do you bring travelers to a place like that and do it in the right way so that you are actually hearing their stories, understanding their plight, and being able to actually make a difference? We actually purchased a few things there, and you take it away and you encourage more people not only to go to Colombia, but to have this particular experience. And it already, I mean, it's been running for nearly 10 years and it's already had a major transformative effect on their community. So for me, when I think about responsibility first and then sustainability, the responsibility is to the people in the destination. And to me, that was an incredibly powerful experience and one that I will cherish. And it's also one you come back with. I mean, mean, we went to a small library nearby where they're literally trying to make sure that they're giving access to more resources. And I'm one of the things I wanted to do is actually be able to send a number of children's books. And I'm still planning to do this so that, you know, something else you can still give back after you've gotten home to be able to still contribute to that community. But yeah, that to me with impulse travel and the broken borders, and I'm sure when we have our session, Juliana will talk more about it because she was there for that moment for me.
Now, we want to talk a little bit about the fact that this is the first time that you're attending ITB Berlin.
I know, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I can't quite believe you haven't been before, but let's dive in and let's find out what excites you the very most about the event. There might be a few things, I expect.
There's a number of things, and you, in our conversations, I've certainly got more and more excited about it. So clearly it's the largest global travel conference. And as you highlighted, incredibly, I've not attended ITB before. And so from an outside looking in, I'm really looking forward to the scale of this event. Having been at World Travel Market and seeing you there, Charlotte, in November, and you highlighting to me that imagine this, but on three levels, and you know, not 40,000 people, but over 100,000 people. And it's so the scale of it excites me, especially when you see some of those booths with tourism boards. I really think when you go to a conference, you get a great sense of where the industry is headed. You can see the level of investment from different destinations, tourism boards, and you get a sense of, you know, how it's going to shape traveler behavior, because you have all of these companies that are then learning about these destinations, Saudi Arabia being an example. You know, they're showcasing all the new ways to travel to their destination. And so you're kind of ahead of the curve by being able to access the booths, the people that are there, and understand where travel is headed. So that's one thing that excites me. I also love learning. I mean, I'm thrilled to be on your podcast. I love doing the podcast because for me, it's an opportunity to help share and educate a wider audience that are interested in travel, getting into our industry. And so for me, I love listening as much as I do talking, and often more so, I'm really keen to attend a number of sessions and learn from others that are going to be there. So, and I love Berlin too.
Any tracks that stand out? I know you will be with us for tours and activities, of course. Any other tracks that might be of interest?
AI, of course, is a huge topic for all of us in this industry. So anything that has AI in it this year, I want to attend because I want to get a sense of where everyone else thinks this is going. I have some very strong views on that. And the reason I say that too is I want to see how AI is going to impact the in-destination travel experience, not just the research phase. I know we know that's already happening with AI, but how is it actually going to impact the in-destination experience? It seems as though many people are at odds as to whether or not it has a role to play. I believe it does. And I'm keen to see operators or those people that are building it into the in-destination experience for their guests.
Yeah, absolutely. Good thing for you is that the AI track takes place immediately after the tours and activities track on the 5th of March. So we'll have you with us all day.
Perfect. Excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
It's really great. Now, as an expert, can I ask you what's on your radar for the coming year? I mean, what are the key trends that are reshaping the tours and activities sector, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's a great question because I often get asked about trends, and the ones that you often hear about, and I'll mention a couple just in jest, like herkel-derkling. Herkel-derkling is the concept that you just stay in your hotel bed all day. And people are doing this when they're working and away for work. And supposedly hotels are adapting to this, that people just want to lay in their bed all day. That to me is not a major mega trend. There's this concept of naked travel. And I was like, what's naked travel? Naked travel literally just means you're traveling without a phone, a laptop, any carry-on luggage. And you literally just sit in your chair and you're just like you'd board a bus to go to work, I guess. And but you're traveling somewhere without anything with you. I don't see. And then the other one that stood out, even Condé Nast was highlighting cowboy travel. I'm like, cowboy travel? We've all seen Yellowstone. I think, yes, we find the American West intriguing, but I'm not sure that any of these. So to directly answer your question, Charlotte, what stands out to me is just two things that I'm really looking for beyond the AI. One is the demographic changes, and the second is customer behavioral changes. So demographic changes is the most significant development that we are facing in travel. And it's really exciting because, you know, as we are in 2025, this is literally the year that the youngest baby boomers now are turning 65. And many of them are retired. About half of them are retired. Half of them are retiring in the next 5 years. And there's this incredible amount of wealth amongst that demographic that is going to be spent on travel before, obviously, they enter retirement homes or sadly pass away. And obviously, where our conversation started, I can say that because I wish my dad had a chance to travel more. I still get Viking brochures in the mail. And I don't want to stop it because it actually, you know, it used to make me cry. Now it makes me smile. And so there's this opportunity for this massive generation to be able to travel as much as possible. And that was my statement to my dad. It was anyone else that is just like, don't worry about passing it on. You spend it while you're here. Travel as much as possible. See as much. And my father-in-law is doing exactly that right now because we lost my mother-in-law. And he is just travel as much as possible for as long as possible. And so that is going to fill ships. It's going to fill hotels and it's going to fill destinations for literally the next 5 to 10 years. So there's an incredible arc that we're looking at. And then the other thing, Charlotte, I just quickly comment on is the fact that the younger generation, although they don't have the same level of disposable income, with the disposable income they have, overwhelmingly they're choosing experiences over material possessions. And that is super exciting for all of us as well, because they are choosing to travel and they're prioritizing that even over buying a house. And the one thing I want to say to all of you out there that are listening to that, you know, say, hey, boomer, one of the fascinating things, I was doing some research to understand, like, the World Economic Forum, how much assets each generation has, is that the younger generation in the next 10 years will likely be 5 times wealthier than they are today, given the fact that there will be a generational wealth transfer. And so it's an interesting thing to look at, meaning that this generation that currently doesn't have, as you know, they don't own homes, they don't have access to as many resources, but that will change as well. So all of a sudden, they're going to start coming into more money. And so there is another way that our travel industry is going to continue to surge, I would say. So I think all of us that work in this space are clearly very fortunate, barring another major incident, that we've got a 10-year horizon where travel is going to continue to grow and grow. And I think that's what I'm paying attention to, because when you look across, let's say, adventure travel companies or group travel companies, and you look at companies like Intrepid and G Adventures, and you look across the board, they're all having record months, record years. They're having, so how can this be the case that across the board, companies like WeRoad, who will be on our panel, you know, they went from 0 to 100 million in 5 or 6 years. And I think they could be the fastest to go from 100 million to a $1 billion business, which is exactly what Intrepid wants to do in the next 3 or 4 years. So how is it the case that they're all growing at this incredible clip? And to me, that all comes back to demographics and changing customer behavior. And we've already talked about these things. If you think about the stars aligning, you've got a company like Intrepid that is focused on sustainable travel. It's also focused on adventure, which is exactly what people want today. And it's small group. And so all those factors indicate that, you know, a brand like that should succeed in today's marketplace, and it clearly is. So those are the things, Charlotte, that I'm paying attention to.
I love it. There's so much to unpick there. But we will get a chance very shortly when we meet face to face at ITB Berlin. So Dan, we are just about ready to wrap up. I would love maybe if we could circle back on the hidden gem part of the conversation. If there was one piece of advice for travel professionals that were looking to spotlight hidden gems, as we've now named them, how do you feel that they would best succeed with that agenda in 2025?
Yeah, so important. I'm glad we came back to that, because just like our discussion now in the Travel Trends podcast, it's all about storytelling. And I think that's what emotionally connects people and builds community. And so highlighting the history, the culture, a unique charm of that hidden gem that you're going to promote, inspiring, and certainly in terms of promoting that to your potential travelers, you know, using strong visuals, great images, short videos, having testimonials of people that are, you know, have had this experience, and then really showcase that local community to share their story and how, you know, visitors will get this inside perspective. So I think it couldn't be more important, because travelers are clearly seeking meaningful experiences that resonate on a personal level. They're not just looking for another destination. So get past the fact that it's like, and there's this concept of destination dupes, which is also really fascinating, because it's not about just, you know, it's very difficult oftentimes to, this is my key recommendation for those of you that are trying to figure out how to introduce a hidden gem, is that it's often very difficult to do that in a destination that is already overwhelmed with travelers. And so what's the best thing to do is find a place that is just outside of town or is on that way to the next major destination. You know, Rick Steves is a great traveler, and he always recommended staying in a town just outside of Amsterdam to get more of an experience of the local community. And that's exactly what we did when we went to Holland for the first time. And I think that's find that place, but look look more broadly. And the destination dupe is a clever idea because people are looking for, especially with social media and to showcase themselves in new destinations, it's not just about being in Santorini. Find that other Greek island. Find that other amazing place that, you know, that is making the most incredible olive oil. And so explore wider afield and share a meaningful story that will connect with your travelers, because that's what we're all looking for. So it's definitely a key to success, and it is fairly straightforward. But yeah, everyone should be pursuing this.
Thank you for sharing those insights, for giving us a glimpse of what you expect from ITB Berlin. You have been a true travel hero. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. Look forward to seeing you in Berlin.
Absolutely. And to our audience, please don't miss Dan's panel on Hidden Gems. As I said earlier, it takes place on the Tours and Activities track on the morning of the 5th of March. And of course, you should connect. If you're not already connected with Dan, you should connect with Dan on social media. You should follow and listen to the Travel Trend podcast. It is indeed a very, very successful and pivotal part of our industry. And you can also find more details about his session on ITB's website. Now, finally, thanks for tuning in to the ITB Berlin Travel Hero podcast. Join us next week, where we'll talk to keynote speakers like Mitra Sorel of FocusWire and Caroline Bremner from Euromonitor as we prepare even more for ITB Berlin Live in March. Till then, safe travels.